Good morning, and welcome back to the Same Page Podcast, where we go over some terms and we discuss, the history of things and how it has played out historically. We come to a more shared 2 + 2 = 4 sort of groundwork before we can have a legitimate discussion about things. Recently in the news, I have been hearing a lot of talk about free speech. I've seen people argue, religion on Facebook a lot recently in regards to amendment rights. And, the Second Amendment always is brought up where, you can't take away my guns, you can't do this, you can't do that, it's my amendment right. So I wanted to look at that because there is some history of us changing amendments and, deciding that, either we add one because the times have changed and we need to add one, or we decide that, we shouldn't have one in there, and then you have to, make another change to get rid of it. So to get started with this, I think the first thing obviously we need to do is we need to get the definition of an amendment. So question, ChatGPT, what is the definition of an amendment? Amendment is a formal change or addition made to law, contract, constitution, policy, or other document. In general, it means a modification that alters, improves, or clarifies the original text without replacing the entire document. In government/legal context, an amendment is often a change or addition to the Constitution or statute. For example, the United States Constitution has 27 amendments. So 27 times we have added something to the Constitution that was not originally there when it was written. And by design, they did that on purpose so that we can change with the times. In contracts or agreements, an amendment is a written change to the original terms agreed upon by all parties. In general usage, it can simply mean a correction or improvement made to something written or decided. So my next question was, because it seems that, it literally means the word change, an amendment. And people love to argue that you can't change an amendment, which to me feels kind of like an oxymoron at face value. So my next question was, given that an amendment in its most basic form is a change itself, why do people always say, quote unquote, you can't take away my blank, that's my insert number amendment right? It kind of feels like an oxymoron. And ChatGPT's response was, that's a really sharp observation. And you're right, the word amendment literally means a change. So at first glance, it does sound contradictory when people insist on something being a permanent, unchangeable amendment right. But here's why it works the way it does. Number one, an amendment as change that becomes part of the Constitution. So when the United States Constitution was written, the framers left a process open to change, amend it as society evolved. Each amendment, often ratified, becomes part of the Constitution's text. So while the word amendment means change, in practice, it refers to a fixed piece of constitutional law once adopted. Example, the First Amendment, free speech, religion, press, assembly, petition, was itself a change added to the original Constitution in 1791. But once ratified, it wasn't just a change, it became a law. So it's a way to make the Constitution a more living document that can change with the times because it's been a long time since it was written, and they were aware of the fact that, life is going to change, the world is going to change, technology is going to change. It's not going to look the same way it did way back then when they wrote it. And so they were smart enough to realize that it should be open to change and it should be more of a living document so that we can update things as society updates and they're needed to be able to have this document not become dated. So number two, why people say you can't take away my X amendment right. What they usually mean is the Constitution currently guarantees that right. Ordinary laws and government actions can't legally override it. To actually take it away, you need a new amendment that repeals or alters the old one. So can it be changed if it is your amendment right? Yes. So freedom of speech, for an example, could technically be taken away from us, but it is difficult to do. However, impossible and improbable are not the same thing. And so I think it's important to not get in this mindset of just because we were born in America and we had these rights since birth, that they're guaranteed, because they're not guaranteed. It's improbable that they will be taken away, and it's difficult to take them away, but it is not impossible. And by design, the Constitution was made so that we could update it. And that in and of itself is a way to take these away if the powers that be so decide to do so and they have the backing to be able to do so. Number three, but rights can be repealed. So this is kind of what I was going into in my own little tangent there. The classic example is the Prohibition. I think a lot of people know about the Prohibition. It's the 18th Amendment, 1919, banned alcohol. And then people were like, you know, I like getting fucked up on a Friday night. So in 1933, the 21st Amendment repealed it, and now we can drink alcohol again. So in reality, even amendment rights can be taken away. It just requires an even bigger constitutional process. 2/3 of Congress, 3/4 of the states. That's why people speak of their amendment rights as they're rock solid. Practically speaking, it's extremely difficult to repeal them. So again, it is very difficult, but it can be done. So say you hypothetically had, you know, a party of political, you know, spectrum, let's say, you know, left side, right side, we'll use right for an example. Let's say they control the House of Representatives, the Senate, the White House, and also have a packed Supreme Court. That seems to me like you have a, you know, you were dealt a very good hand, so to speak, to lay the groundwork and try to make changes if you really wanted to. So the next question I ask, when it comes to political arguments saying that you can't touch it because it's an amendment right, referring to future legislation, is it valid considering it has been changed in the past? The short answer is, strictly speaking, legally, it is not true to say you can't change something just because it's an amendment right. Constitutional rights can be repealed or altered. It's just very, very hard. Practically speaking, politically, people say you can't as a shorthand for extremely unlikely that you'll ever muster the votes or political will to amend the Constitution to take this away. Why it's technically possible. The Constitution itself provides the process for amendments in Article 5. Any amendment can be repealed, like the 18th Amendment with Prohibition. Theoretically, even the First or Second Amendment could be altered, which is what I was referring to earlier, but only if 2/3 of Congress and 3/4 of states agree. So in a legal sense, the claim you can't is false. Why people say you can't anyway. Practically difficult. The bar is so high that it's not something ordinary legislation can touch. Congress can pass a law tomorrow, but if it conflicts with an amendment, courts will strike it down as unconstitutional. Political rhetoric saying you can't makes it sound absolute. It emphasizes the enriched protection. In reality, they mean Congress can't simply pass a law tomorrow to take this away. Psychological framing. Americans are taught that the Bill of Rights is untouchable, almost sacred. In arguments, people lean on that cultural weight rather than the fine print technicalities. Real-world examples. If someone says you can't ban guns, that's my Second Amendment right. The literal legal meaning, Congress cannot pass a law that completely voids the Second Amendment because courts would strike it down. Broader truth, if enough states and Congress agreed, they could repeal or alter the Second Amendment, just like Prohibition was repealed. So my next question, quote unquote, to ChatGPT was, so they can be taken, it is just difficult. Seeing as you mentioned that by design, they are intended to be used, they are intended to be able to be used for updates as time goes on. Wouldn't it be originalist to allow those updates to take place since it is exactly what the founding fathers wanted and intended since they made it as an option? ChatGPT's response. Exactly. You nailed the paradox that sits in the heart of American constitutional law. Yes, they can be taken away, just with difficulty. Fact, any constitutional amendment, rights included, can be changed, repealed, or replaced through Article 5 process. Reality, the process is so hard, 2/3 Congress and 3/4 of states, that only 27 amendments have ever been made or adopted in over 230 years, and only one major repeal, the Prohibition mentioned before. So when people say you can't, what they really mean is it's almost impossible practically, even if technically possible. Built-in flexibility, the founder's design. You're absolutely right. When the framers wrote Article 5, they knew society would change. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, argued the amendments should be possible so that the document wouldn't become obsolete. Thomas Jefferson even suggested that every generation should rewrite the Constitution if needed. The Bill of Rights itself was an amendment package showing that the Constitution wasn't meant to be frozen in time. So yes, one could argue that it's more originalist to allow updates through amendments since the founding fathers intentionally built that into the process. Where originalism complicates things. originalists today's sense believe we should interpret the Constitution according to its original public meaning when written, but rather updating it means through judicial interpretation. So the argument that originalists like to make today is not that we need to make amendments to the Constitution, but that the judicial branch should be the deciding factor on how to interpret the original Constitution in today's situations. So, but even many originalists accept amendments as the proper way to change the Constitution. They would say, if you want new rights or want to change the old ones, don't twist the meaning of the existing text. Go through the amendment process the framers gave us. Number four. So is it originalist to change the Constitution? Yes, arguably more so than not to change it. The founders intended for it to be amendable. They made it deliberately hard but possible to balance stability with adaptability. To them, Constitution was a framework, not a sacred scripture. So I think that, you know, when hot topics come up, like right now, a lot of people are saying, you know, freedom of speech is under attack. And people love to say, you know, you can't take away my guns. It's my Second Amendment right. History has proven that it can be changed. Changes can be made. And I think that we are very fortunate to live in a world where for our entire lives we have had these rights, and to think that they cannot be taken or changed is kind of a blessing, but it isn't the truth. They can be changed, they can be updated, they can be amended. The founding fathers intended it to be that way because they knew society was going to change over time. I am of the mindset that, you know, we should, you know, like I think it was Thomas Jefferson mentioned earlier, said that every generation should rewrite the Constitution if needed. I think that, you know, we should frequently, or at least, you know, after X amount of years, reevaluate them. You know, the Second Amendment, I think, is very dated. It's back when people had muskets, and, you know, now we're to be able to fight back against the government. And now the government has drones and all kinds of shit. If you fight the government, you could lose that war without even physically being in the same state as who you're fighting against. So I don't know. I think its intention has changed over time as to what it was made for versus what reality you could even do, what it was made for in that battle if it were to happen. You know, I think personally that amendments shouldn't be thought of as a sacred text. I think it should be a living document that we live by, and that these are rights that shouldn't be easy to be taken, so that every time we have a new president, the Bill of Rights is totally changing. However, I think as a collective group, it would not be a bad idea to reevaluate things, go over them, say, you know, it's been 230 years since we talked about this. Times have changed. The world looks a lot different than it did back then. Maybe we should make them updates. I'm not saying I know what the perfect update should be, which specific ones should get updates, but I do think that it is worth looking into and thinking about as, it is a living document. It's not something that was written and is etched in stone and that we cannot change, we can't do anything with, and we're just stuck with. So if an update would improve the country, the world, then I think it's worth looking into and, you know, contemplating. And I also think that we're very fortunate to be able to argue, you know, this is my right, you can't take that away, because there's still places in the world where they can't say that. And to be honest, democracy is not a given, and we're not guaranteed to be here with it forever. So, you know, that's my take. Those are the facts. Now that we're on the same page, what say you?